All right, time to talk some basketball. We're joined right now by the head coach at Belmont. Second season with the Bruins, he was the Skip Prosser Man of the Year in 2018, led Belmont to the Ohio Valley Conference regular season and tournament titles both last season, led Belmont to a regular season championship this season, 24-3 overall. SIU Edwardsville against Belmont tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by the head coach there, Casey Alexander. Casey, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, in fact, I would restate that. It is early March, which means it is time for you and I to speak. A lot has happened since you and I spoke last March. How is everything around the program right now? How would you describe the vibes?
Oh, the vibes are good. We lost two games last weekend, so that's not good. But the body of work is good. We love March. We're excited about playing this week in the OVC tournament, and so bring it on, I guess.
All right. I'm going to ask you about the two losses, but you're coming off a tough overtime loss to Morehead State Saturday, another game where you were without your top scorer, Nick Musinski. What was your message to the team after that tough loss?
Yeah, I feel like it's important that we do two things. We learn from the loss. Obviously, we've got a lot that we can correct and get better from. But more than that, I wanted us just to keep our confidence. Again, look at the full body of work on the season that's been spectacular. Our team's played really well. Over the course of 20 games in our league, we've got the best league record. We won the regular season championship, so we should go into the tournament and play like that.
All right, so that was the message to the players after losing two straight. And keep in mind, the team had won 21 straight before last week. Going back to Nick for a minute, what's the prognosis in terms of when he might be back and then what percentage he might be playing at when he does return?
Right, yeah, classic ankle sprain. I heard it the day before we left on that trip. He will play this week. What percentage is anybody's guess right now? I like how he has made progress, and he'll be a big weapon for us getting back in the lineup. But how effective he is, what percentage remains to be determined.
Casey Alexander is joining us. Listen, this is not a one-man team. I would never suggest that. I'll talk to you about some of the other guys, but one more thought about him. What has he meant to you and to the program in the time that you've been there?
Yeah, it's a remarkable talent, really a skilled player, 7'4" wingspan, and is just, at our level, a great weapon. I mean, he catches the ball great with both hands. He scores it with both hands over either shoulder. He's a really good passer. So, you know, you stick a guy like that down there in the middle, that's where defenses start their scouting report. We're really lucky to have him.
Belmont head coach Casey Alexander joining us once again. Then you've got Grayson Murray, 24-13-7 against Morehead State. When you were at Lipscomb, you were the first program to offer him a scholarship. How much has his game grown since that time?
I tell you what, the kid's a competitor. He's definitely improved as as the years have gone on, and maturity and leadership and things like that. But he's always been a winner and really self-made. The guy just plays at a 10 speed all the time. Coach on the floor. I mean, love having him on your team. Has a knack for making the big plays. All-conference player, defensive player of the year two times. So really good weapon for us. You put him at the point guard spot and Musinski at the five. Those are pretty good bookends.
Casey Alexander joining us. Now, you and I spoke when you were at Lipscomb, and then last year, after you had won the regular season and conference titles in your first season at Belmont. In fact, you and I spoke on March 11th last year. That night, Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID, and then, of course, everything changed in sports. What do you remember about the immediate days that followed then?
Yeah, crazy. The very next day, the 12th, we have practice getting ready for the NCAA tournament, and with a full assumption that we weren't going to play, and then news broke later that day that the tournament had been canceled. And then we postponed our team meeting until the 13th, Friday morning. We got together, and we sent everybody home because campus was shutting down as well. And, you know, for the vast majority of our players, I did not see them again until August the 23rd. So pretty remarkable in hindsight to know that practicing one day, leaving the next, and not even back on campus for five more months.
And Casey, listen, I know you're looking forward, and everybody had to deal with something when it came to COVID, but your first season at a new program is always going to be challenging, but you had replaced a lot of talent and then didn't lose a single game after January 25th. It was a 12-game winning streak. You had that epic win over Murray State in the conference championship game. You know, I'm curious, what was it like to go on a run like that, have all that positive momentum, and then just have the season end abruptly and then not get the opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, it was difficult to say the least. We were glad we saw our conference tournament to its completion. I mean, we had that memory of cutting the nets down and the virtual last second win against Murray State. So nobody could take that away from us. But having won 12 in a row, clearly playing our best basketball and ready for you know, all that comes with March Madness and a chance to win some games, you know, that was a tough blow for our guys. But we've regrouped and we've moved on and we're ready for another chance.
We're talking to Casey Alexander. You're going to get that chance pretty soon. In terms of moving on, there's still more to it, though, right? In the summer, you find out that your leading scorer, Adam Kunkel, is transferring to Xavier. Then you have the deal with COVID. You didn't even have all 12 players available until that December 5th game against Samford. A number of guys did not practice for a while before that game. Exactly how did you go about leading the team through all of that?
Yeah, it was a crazy mess. There's no doubt about it. And really, I think what we all learned is you just have to go one day at a time. The best laid plans, you know, never hardly ever came to fruition during those early fall months. And so, guys were resilient with it, though. You know, we kind of found a way. And we had a lot of hiccups along the way with COVID and contact tracing and guys out of the lineup. November was a miserable month for us as far as continuity goes and being able to practice, but. It's been good since then, and so we've learned those lessons, and it's been overall, you know, that's part of the reward of having such a good season is overcoming those things early.
Yeah, the question is, how'd you overcome all that? I mean, Casey, you went 24-1 to start the year. 24-1, you win the conference regular season title. Like, when you talk about we had to find a way, what was the way? How'd you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, we won some early when we weren't very good, quite honestly. You know, we just kind of found a way to win some games. And to be truthful, we also lost some of our tougher games early in the schedule because of COVID. We were supposed to fly out to USC. We were supposed to play in Orlando Invitational with Gonzaga and Michigan State and many other good teams. And so we didn't have that juggernaut set schedule that we usually do, but we capitalized on the games that we did have, built some momentum as we went along, and you know, I actually put together, I think, a 30-game conference winning streak between the 12 last year and the first 18 this year.
Okay, so you and I have talked about the culture of winning at Belmont. How would you describe what that culture looks like? And when things are really tough, is it something you can fall back on?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's probably a better answer to your question of how did we do it, because, you know, winning begets winning, and that's easy to take that for granted. You know, the coaches that are out there trying to figure it out for the first time or programs that have struggled through the years to win know exactly what I'm talking about. But Belmont has a proud tradition. Even though we're still a relatively young Division I team, we've got 26 conference championships, regular season or postseason, in the last 20 years. And so we're used to it, and that actually is probably what sustained us more than anything during those early COVID days.
Belmont head basketball coach Casey Alexander joins me for another moment or so. You and I have talked in the past about Rick Byrd and what he meant to you, what he means to the program. A couple of years in, does it feel now like you've, you know, put your stamp on the program, it's now your program, or maybe do you just not look at it that way?
I don't look at it that way, you know, and I've got a long history here as well. It was
right.
His program for a long time, but, you know, it felt like home from day one when I came back to Belmont, but, you know, I'm still consider myself to be the caretaker. I imagine that's how I always feel about it. Coach was here yesterday, watched practice, and remains very close to me personally and to the program, and so I think often about, you know, let's just do what he would do, or let's do what would make him proud. That's a pretty good barometer to set.
So then finally, like you said, you've been there a long time. So you've been a part of the program, and under Byrd and under you, 20-win seasons have become the expectation. Winning a regular season title is not unusual either. Same with a trip to the NCAA tournament. So what does the next level look like, and how do you take that step?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot, you know, and knocking down some more NCAA tournament doors. You know, we talk at Sweet 16, we talk what's it going to look like, and the best is truly yet to come for this program. We've got a magnificent practice facility that's being built right now. Belmont is growing by leaps and bounds as an institution right here at the front door of Nashville, a great city, and so the possibilities are endless, and we talk about it, we believe it, and we think that it'll happen someday.
You know, Casey, I had a conversation with Drew Hanlon not too long ago on my podcast, and I have great, great respect for the NBA skills trainer. He loved his time there. Is he the kind of guy, and I would imagine so, that you can hold up as an example to your players of this is what you can be if you put in the time and put in the work?
Absolutely. You talk about self-made. That guy, I can remember going to watch him work out at Webster Groves High School in St. Louis, and I had to get there at 5 o'clock in the morning in order to do it. He had the key to the gym. He got in there every day. And he has worked his butt off ever since that time. He was a great player for us about a decade ago, and he's made a great living and a great reputation doing what he's doing with the NBA. And we got a lot more like him, but he's the best of the best for sure.
I was just going to say, finally, are there a lot more guys like that? I mean, can you teach that, or is that just a different dude in the way either he was brought up or wired? Like, I'm fascinated by how badly the guy wants it and how hard he'll go, and why don't more people do that?
Yeah, he's a freak of nature, really. Incredible work ethic, and all self-made. You know, I mean, I'm sure he would give credit to others for things he's learned along the way, but the guy is really always has been as driven as anybody I've ever been around. Wants to be the best at his craft. Works really, really hard. And deserves what he's getting, that's for sure.
Casey tells this amazing story that he's never actually had alcohol in his life, never has, and that some of his NBA clients think that's kind of funny and kind of weird and kind of absurd, and they'll say, hey, I'll give you 10 grand if you do this shot. And to him, it's like a non-starter. It's a no-brainer. He will never do it. That tells he's you all disciplined. You need to know about that guy.
Yeah, he's disciplined. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he didn't eat candy when he was in college. He didn't have sweets. He's just like I said, he's one of a kind.
Different dude. Belmont head basketball coach Casey Alexander. They're having another big year. Tournament time coming right around the corner. Casey, great to have you back. Thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Hey, I appreciate you as always.
You too, Casey. Appreciate you as always. Casey Alexander. It is March. CBS has got a triple header coming up on this weekend, and we are trying to run down as many coaches, programs, to get you ready for March Madness. And Belmont having another great regular season.